All right, Dan, we hit the late August run here, 30-some games left. I know you plan and prepare all offseason to kind of have your team in a situation like it's in. Is it gratifying to this point at all to see the standings and see where the Orioles are?
Well, we've been playing really good baseball since June the 1st, some of the best baseball in the league. And, you know, it's a tribute to our guys that our pitching has really improved. But really, it's a tribute to the organization that we got enough depth to withstand the injuries. And, you know, Buck's leadership and experience and setting the tone for the whole team, I think, has a lot to do with it.
I know this is not your first rodeo, and you've led a lot of ball clubs that have had injuries in a lot of different important areas. Is there a point you look up to the heavens and you say, can I just have one healthy season? I know that's how the fans view it.
Well, you know, that's the thing about baseball. You never know who's going to step forward when given the opportunity. And like on our ball club, the opportunity for Steve Pierce was there when Chris Davis got hurt. And, you know, we almost let him go. But he stepped in. He's done a nice job. And Chris Davis has gone to third base. And really, the most impressive thing is that the catchers, Caleb Joseph and Nick Hundley, have been able to come forward and really lead the team defensively with the injury to Matt Wieters. And one of the reasons that we can do all these things is because we have stability in the middle of the field in Hardy and Jones, and excellent leadership in Nick Markakis at the top of the order. I mean, those guys are core players for us, and they're for us day in and day out. And the starting pitching and the improvement in starting pitching, you see Chen's got 13 wins, and Chris Tillman has steadily improved over the last couple of years, and Bud Norris developed into a winner. Kevin Gausman has been able to emerge as a winning pitcher at the big league level, and, you know, that's a compliment to Dave Wallace and the work that he's done with the starting pitching.
I know, Dan, you said over the weekend in Chicago that it's hard to make a move of any great consequence at this point after the July 31 date up until the end of this month. Are the Orioles still scouring the marketplace to see if anything could become available to fill a need?
Well, we're always looking to add to our team. There's probably one more opportunity to add some people to the organization between now and the end of the week. And our scouts and our front office people are feverishly working, looking for opportunities. Here's a list of players.
Can I see that list?
Here's a list of players that they've been working on. And, you know, I mean, who knows if we'll be able to complete another addition to the team. But, you know, if we don't, I really like the way our team is composed right now, or comprised, and I like the baseball that we're playing. We're playing good, steady defense. We get good pitching. Our bullpen's a strength. And, you know, we're playing winning baseball.
Last question, Dan. The minor league season's coming to an end. I know your staff and you put a lot of emphasis and time to get that right. Players, development, coaches, and roving instructors. Are you very pleased with what transpired in the Orioles minor league system in 2014?
Well, we're making good progress. You know, we had a number of players make the All-Star team, probably more All-Star teams in their respective leagues, probably more this year than we've had in a while. The South Atlantic League had a real strong group of prospects, anchored by Hunter Harvey. This kid, Drew Doge, got a chance to be an everyday third baseman, made the All-Star team. And we got a chance to have the batting champ down there, a kid named Chance Sisko. Trey Mancini went to Frederick. He made the All-Star team. Mike Yastrzemski went to Double-A. He's had a great year. So that's heartening. The other thing that's really heartening to me is that we have a winning team in the Gulf Coast League at the entry level. Some of our best players are from the Dominican. This kid, Joe Marreyes, we picked up. He's our leading hitter down there. And then we also have two teams in the Dominican. We have the best pitching of any club in the Dominican on those teams. And one of the teams made the playoffs there. So we're making good progress in our international recruiting, and particularly in the Dominican. And then with the stocking of the players in the South Atlantic League, we got a good chance to have a number of top prospects next year in Double-A. And of course, we know that's just a phone call away from the big league club, from the players that are coming up. The Christian Walker's had a great year. He's at AAA, started in AA. Dariel Alvarez, the Cuban outfielder. Exciting talent. He's hit a number of home runs and shown excellent defensive skill. He's had a good year. And Ty Wilson from Virginia, he's got 14 wins this year. He's had a terrific year. As a pitcher, it's come on. Mike Wright's coming on. Tim Berry's had a good season. So you can see the quality and depth of the prospects is improving throughout the Oriole organization.
Dan, thank you so much. We'll catch up soon.
Okay, Brett, thank you.